Paul, I can't believe you played in these conditions tonight. Looking out here, it's chucking it down now. It's like a wet weekend in Cleethorpes, but you'll not be bothered, I suppose. You've won.
Yeah, it was a bit of a surprise that we managed to get out there. You know, the outfield was really wet, but you know, when you've got a win under your belts and your first win, you don't mind. And you know, I thought the guys showed a lot of character. Things haven't been going easy in the T20 format this year, but to you know, to stand up and chase that total down after what was a pretty much a Luke Rongey blitz in the first innings, you know, it was a great effort.
Fastest 50 against Durham, his today, 16 balls, beats Tyrone Henderson's 19 in the semi-final in 2008, but he's ended up on the losing side.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's the nature of T20 cricket, and you know, when you play a 7-over game, it's one person can take the game away from you, and thankfully we didn't let it affect us. We knew that it was with the damp on the top of the outfield that the ball was really skidding across the outfield when you hit it across the floor. And you know, with the strength of the wind as well, you get to target the shorter boundaries. So you knew we were always in the game, but it was going to have to take something special. But you know, Coggers, I thought you know, as captain there, showed a lot of steel there and a lot of skill to knock those off.
Yeah, it was nice to see him come up the order, because you need somebody who can pinch it up the top of the order, don't you? That's where you've been struggling for runs in this competition this season, particularly the power plays. Secondly, the way you were able to pace your innings, courtesy of that one Barry McCarthy over, which went for one run in the middle of all the chaos and bowlers struggling to control the ball in the wet.
That was unbelievable, you know, when you're playing the game and the momentum was right on their side, and then you get an over that looked as though it was going to go for a maiden out of the blue. So, you know, something like that can change a game, and you know, it was anything can happen in 2020 cricket, never mind seven overs, but thankfully, you know, we managed to get over the line.
How much of a lottery was it, though, do you think?
Well, it is a lottery, yeah, of course it is. It's you know, as I said, if one person comes off, it's you know, it's going to take the game away from you. But in amongst all the thrashing and bashing, as people would say, you've got to have some kind of composure about you, and show a lot of skill on in terms of execution with the ball, and you've got to show a lot of skill with the you know, picking the right bowlers to target and where you're going to target. So you know, it is a pressure game, because you can lose an over, you can lose a game in one over, and that's with bat or ball. So it's you know, it's high pressure out there.
Key element was a 76 partnership from you and Paul Coughlan. You put it on in five overs. You needed three to win, I think, when you were out. Then Jack Burnham was run out the next ball, and it all got a little bit nervy, didn't it, that final two deliveries before Coggers managed to get one to the boundary?
Yeah, it did. It was a little bit of drama at the end there, but you know, I thought it was worth the risk to try to run through to the keeper. He hit the stumps down, but you know, when we got the equation down to that in the last over, I was pretty confident that we were going to see it through, and you know, I'm just delighted that we managed to get a win on the board. You know, it has been a tough season in the T20s. We've got a lot of youngsters in the squad who are learning the games, and you know, without an overseas, Tom's been injured. You know, a lot of guys have been given opportunities, and it's good to come up against a side that's high up in the table and put a good performance in, even if it was just for 14 overs.
Yeah. Finally, we've heard the Bladen Racers here tonight for the first time in a few weeks in the T20. Worcestershire's a place you've only managed the one win. It would be nice to complete a sort of Midlands double this weekend, wouldn't it, on Sunday?
Yeah, it would be great. You know, confidence is a huge thing, especially in this form of the game. You know, as batsmen, you've got to go out there and know that you've got to put the bowler under pressure. And if you've got any kind of doubts in your mind, you're going to be in a bit of trouble. And you know, hopefully this win tonight, you know, hopefully we can take a bit of confidence from that, the way we went about it, and take that into Sunday.